So it might be considered unfair to compare JavaFX 1.2 with Struts 1.0. There's almost a decade of development and know-how. Struts was created by a certain Craig McClanahan in 2000, and his original idea was to get around the limitations of the Servlet API 1.0 as it was then, and make it easy to develop model view controller applications for the web. JavaFX has much loftier ambitions, and everyone would agree that it is a runtime, it is a language compiler, statically typed language compiler, and handles and knows about scene graphs and animations of those nodes. So the code base is huge in comparison. The background is Chris Oliver was working at CBeyond, which later got acquired by Sun Microsystems in 2005, and Chris had the idea of inventing a scripting interpreter to make it easier to write Java, 2D and Spring applications, and he extended that to actually use a scene graph so that he could wrap swing components. And so in 2007, Sun Microsystems decided, they said, we're gonna reinvigorate the Java desktop platform, and the rest is history, and we have JavaFX. So 2 years later, and we're still fighting an uphill battle with JavaFX. And one thing I believe that has hurt the FX movement is that the runtime, which used to be open source, was taken closed source, whereas Struts 1.0 has always been open source, and developers who were interested in extending Struts could actually do so by just downloading the source and compiling it for themselves. And it also helped that the project was an Apache Software Foundation project. Now, I am not getting on a pedestal or a fruit box and declaring that JavaFX has to be open source, but I think that, and I believe, since May 2000, when it was brought back into the fold of open, closed source, and companies can do this, you know, Sun as well as Google, Google has done it with Android and then released that as open source, and Google is doing it with their Google Wave, and companies are allowed to do that if it's their product or baby. But I believe that the decision not to release the actual or provide early access editions or give clear guidance of what's happening with certain design decisions has hurt the FX community a little. And it'd be interesting to see in the run-up from JavaFX 1.2, which was released at Java 1 2009, to the end of this year, what happens to the FX platform. I believe that getting early access releases is critical, and allowing those developers out there in the user community to develop enterprise-worthy components will be the success or failure of JavaFX. My name is Peter Pilgrim, and I have a blog on jroller.com. Have a great day.